Good morning. 7:10. Today, we got some clouds, rain likely this morning, then cooler, less humid, high of 75. Going to be gorgeous.
Nice.
Tonight, clear, cool, low of 55. Thursday, sunny, high of 75. Friday, sunny, high of 78.
Oh. Get out of here.
Oh, I'm hoping for good weather this weekend. It's camping weekend. Going up north, doing some camping.
Yeah?
Doing some camping.
Some camping?
Some camping.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
You could come to the football game with us, but no, you're going to go hang out in the woods.
You ever heard about having sex while camping?
No. Tell me about it.
It's intense.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Get it?
I got you.
Intense. Intense.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah. Is that going to happen?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. No. I mean, with myself, it always happens. Always.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, patrons at the Comedy Cellar in New York City got a big surprise Sunday night when Louis C.K. came up on the stage unannounced.
Oh.
The comedian has laid low for nearly a year since admitting to sexual misconduct in front of women. The comedy club got complaint calls on Monday. Hmm. Apparently, some people weren't happy about spending money on
a Louis C.K.
a predator, if you will. I'm going to say, okay, now obviously this Me Too movement has been a very big deal, and I think it's great that we've created a voice and a platform for people of sexual misconduct, people of that have dealt with sexual harassment. We've given a platform and a voice.
Mm-hmm.
The Louis C.K. thing, still I'm on the fence about, because a couple of the women agreed to doing the act that he wanted to do. If you don't know, long story short, he wanted to polish the pewter
in front of women.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying he's not a deviant. I'm not saying, I can't even say that. If that's your thing, that's your thing. All right. Everyone has their own little things. I have to tread so lightly on this.
You're right.
But, the women that agreed to it, he asked him if he could, and they said, yeah, okay. Well, like Hunter, if I said, Hunter, do you want to watch me do this? And you said, okay, well, I mean.
Consent.
Yeah. I mean, you have yet to accept my invitation, but.
I'm pretty good, but.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm going to ask you again in a week. So I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess he's apologized and now he's out there. I mean, I don't know. I will wait and see what happens.
It's a tough spot and it's just bad timing too.
Yeah. There's a lot of people saying too that he didn't do enough to rectify the situation, I guess. I don't know what else he needs to do other than apologize. I mean.
Yeah, that's really all you can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
It's weird. But he's back out there.
I just think it's bad timing.
I guess for him, the only way you can find out if people are going to accept you is by going back out there. Maybe he needs to go back to the bunker for another year.
Yeah, I think he might want to wait just a little bit longer.
Yeah, because you got guys like, Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey. Yeah. I mean, those guys are pretty much dead in the water. Mm-hmm. That's it.
A lot of that stuff is still kind of in the process of, So it's still out there.
Well,
it's just weird timing on his part, I think.
Now, because now, too, there's another female actress that was one of the four, the front runners of the Me Too movement. Well, she has just had allegations posted against her about having sex, getting a 17-year-old drunk and having sex with that 17-year-old in a hotel room and knowing that he was underage. Hmm. So she's coming under fire for that. So it's a mess. I wonder what kind of jokes he told. Maybe just knock-knock jokes?
Tread lightly, Lewis. Yeah. Tread lightly.
Yeah, you got to be real careful. Yeah. Most of his act had to do with the, very blue, blue in nature subjects. So maybe he went back old school and just told knock-knock jokes.
You know, this stuff is happening and people are, going to jail for this. Just stop.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
You're going to get...
Well, I'm
doing it anyway. Really.
I learned this years ago. I mean, it was back in elementary school or even grade school. Just keep your hands to yourself. Unless someone says,
"You can burst my bubble."
Yeah, you can. You tell you what, go for it. Get handsy. Mm-hmm. Get handsy. But until that time,
just
hands in your pockets.
Keep it to yourself.
Hands in your pockets.
Yeah,
and don't do anything weird while your hands are in your pockets.
Yeah, you weirdo.
You know, You're cutting holes in your pockets. Maybe just outside. Just to your side. Hands at your side. Hands at your side. Lastly, the world's first beer hotel is now open. The Doghouse Hotel in Columbus, Ohio, features 32 guest rooms and two suites with beer taps hooked up in each room. Guests can choose in advance what beers they'd like to have on tap, and they're built-in shower beer fridges in the bathroom so guests can enjoy a shower beer every time they soap up. And for anybody who actually wants to leave the room, the hotel also offers beer hot tubs. This makes perfect sense that it's in Columbus, Ohio. The only reason you can handle being in Columbus, Ohio
is by being drunk.
Just plaster drunk the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Ohio sucks.
I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's the only good reason. So there you go. Just maybe next year. Next year, when we go to Rock on the Range, we got to get a room here.
Beer hotel.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you actually invited me one of these times.
No, it's not going to happen.
No.
Not unless you let me get handsy.
No. Nope.
Well, see you later.
The morning.